Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Empower Your Life Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this incredible event. Gosh, I get such a charge out of this. It just really kind of lights me on fire to listen to these incredible women who are so amazing. They have lived a lot of life. They've gone through stuff. They've been there. They've done it. They have experienced many of the same things that you have in some way and many different things. And I know that you're here listening to them so that you can use what you learn, hear what they have been through, and see how they've transformed their lives, and maybe bring that into your own life so you can have more empowerment and feel more empowered on your life journey. And so I'm really happy today to be talking with Michelle Giliberto. She is one of the co-authors of this upcoming book, Empower Your Life, and I'm so happy she decided to share her story. It's very powerful, very interesting, and I know you'll love reading it when you buy the book. Right now, I'm going to read a brief introduction of Michelle, and then we'll get started talking with her. Michelle Giliberto is a passionate, intuitive leader who uses her extensive knowledge of metaphysical anatomy, dowsing, and energy kinesiology to facilitate physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual transformation. After 12 years in the corporate world, Michelle embarked on a journey to help her children heal from chronic illness. She also co-founded Epidemic Answers, a nonprofit organization that connects parents and caregivers of compromised children with recovery solutions. Today, Michelle operates Healers Who Share, a company that produces quantum healing formulas and offers empowering educational seminars. Michelle, who is also a Reiki master and Theta healer, serves clients in person and remotely throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe. And Michelle, I'm so happy to talk to you today. How are you?
Hi, Sue. I'm well. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited to talk with you today, too.
And Michelle, I love the title that you chose for your interview today. It's so intriguing. Using emotional triggers as your tool for conscious creation. I just love that. Can you tell us, why did you choose this title?
Sure. Yeah, I like that title, too. And the reason I chose it is because what I see in my practice is that most people feel like reality creation or conscious creation is difficult. Like the concept of it is outside of them. It's something that they can't access. And the truth is that we are all really fabulous creators and we're all already doing it. So I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about how we already have what we need to start getting more conscious in our creation, and we can use what we already have to do that. I'm really interested in people accessing their innate ability to consciously create their life in ways that feel better and better.
Yeah, you know, I love that because I think that's so true. We all, so often we look and we're even taught to look outside of ourselves for answers, but I believe and I have experienced that we do have the answers within us.
Yeah, we do. And we all have emotional triggers, right? That's something we all have. And we tend to look at it like a deficit in us, right? Like if I'm getting emotionally triggered by something, like that's a failure or something in me. And I kind of want to flip that so that when we have that, because it's natural for all humans to be emotionally triggered, that we can actually use that as our tool and be empowered by that instead of feeling like we're weak because of it.
Mm. That is true. I haven't thought about it that way, but we do feel like we're weak when something triggers us. We're like, oh, why can't I manage that? Why can't I handle that? Instead of looking at it as a guide. So I like that. So maybe you can tell us, how do we use this tool, these emotional triggers, for ourselves?
Okay. Well, this is one of the critical keys of this, is that knowing ourselves as reality creators, that we're really creating everything. Everything, what feels good and what doesn't feel good in our reality is really our creation. And I say that not so that people feel judgmental of themselves for what is happening in their lives. It's to start looking at it as an observer and seeing why, right? Like why we're creating what we create. And when we are triggered in a negative emotion, when it comes up, we often just stuff it away. Right? Like when we don't feel comfortable with something, our initial reaction is to like rationalize it away or say it's okay or something like that. And then it stays with us, right? It just stays. And you know, that wiser part of ourselves, you know, some people call it the higher self, knows that we need to release that energy. We need to kind of like let go of it. And so this is really interesting, right? Is something happens and we have that negative emotional state come up, whether it's fear or resentment or anger or jealousy or whatever it is. And when we stuff it down, we keep giving ourselves opportunities to release it by creating situations where we get to feel that emotion again and again and again. And what I want people to start looking at is that every time you're giving yourself this opportunity, it's an invitation to feel that feeling rather than stuff it down. Instead of judging it and pushing it away, that we start to critically think about what that's really about, like what is coming up for healing, what's coming to the surface that wants to heal. And I'll give you an example of that in my own life. And, you know, if you read my story in the book, you'll get more color to this. But, you know, when my kids were very little and sick, I had so much anger, right, and frustration that came up because I was being told they were not going to get better. So I was mad, you know, I was frustrated at the doctors who were telling me that. I was frustrated at the people in my life who were telling me that. And I was angry at myself that things didn't go better, you know, that I hadn't done better by them or I hadn't figured it out. And so there was all these opportunities coming up for me to really look at that and heal that. But I just kept pushing it down. I didn't even feel it. I didn't. If you said to me, like, Michelle, you seem really angry, I would not have agreed. I would have not felt it. And it really took someone bringing that to my attention, a healer, to say, like, you know, you might want to get in touch with that emotion because you keep having situations come up that where you have an opportunity to look at it, but you're not looking at it. And once that was brought to my awareness, things began to shift. And awareness is a really big key of creation too. Like for us to really start using this for ourselves, we have to have some awareness to pay attention to what kind of patterns are happening in our life. You know, like, do we feel resentment a lot or anger a lot? Or even if it's not a lot, but that there's a charge on it, right? When it happens to you, that you're whenever you're feeling kind of charged, that you have an awareness that, this may be an old program somewhere in the subconscious that I'm not yet aware of, but I want to pay attention to it, right? There's something for me to understand about myself here. I'm a huge fan of journaling these things because, you know, we have that thought and we push it down so fast or we're just too busy to really sit with it. And then it's gone, you know, and then the next opportunity, the next situation in life comes up for us to have an opportunity to heal it, but we've already forgotten about the last one. So I really love journaling, and my favorite style of journaling is bullet points. And I say that because, there are some of us who love to sit and write, and that's wonderful. But when I mention that to people, a lot of the time, they tell me, well, I don't have time to journal. You know, that's going to take too long, or I'm not a writer. I don't know how to write this stuff down. And bullet points will tell the story. They really will. Just write it down somewhere. And so that at some point when you have a moment for reflection or, you know, meditation, if that's in your practice, that you can start to notice a pattern and notice like when this might have surfaced for you, because there is a purpose to it. Nothing happens arbitrarily. There is a purpose to having the anger or the resentment or whatever feeling is coming up for you. And that, once we know the purpose, that's really, really valuable. You know, I knew after a time of reflection that anger was really serving me at that time with my kids. The anger is what kept me motivated to finding a deeper answer for them. I was using that anger and it was valuable at that time. So that was a great purpose.
So that's interesting, because is there always a purpose to the emotional triggers, or could it be something else?
I believe underneath it, there is always a purpose. The something else is tied to a purpose. So it's when we have some kind of negative emotion that comes up, there is some learning for us in there. There's either a program in the subconscious, you know, some kind of limiting belief program that wants to heal. It wants to be shifted so that the person can evolve beyond it. So it could be a purpose like that. It's like, let's see what we're doing that we don't want to do anymore. Or we could be learning about, you know, certain virtues that we want to acquire. You know, that anger kept pushing me into finding answers for my kids, and it was giving me a feedback loop of I'm strong. I can think for myself, you know, that kind of feeling. You know, like I have so much compassion and understanding and empathy for my kids, I'll do anything to help them. So it was, there was purpose to it in many ways. And that's always true, I find, when I work with people, is that there's always a purpose, and it's just a matter of bringing that purpose to light so that it's in that person's awareness.
Hmm. That's great. So for our listeners, then, we can do these couple of things. Look for our emotional triggers, make sure we're aware of them, write down those bullet points, meditate on them to see what that purpose is for ourselves. But so that's something we can do ourselves. But you work with a lot of clients, and you help them. You assist them on their own healing journeys. What does that look like when you work with your clients, and what type of tools do you use with them?
When I work with my clients, I like to first point out what they are already doing that they might not be aware of that's already working for them. Because usually when people come to me, it's like, you know, they're kind of focused on the problem, and I'm looking for, like, where are they already working on the solution to this thing? So I like to point out where they could already be getting more in touch with that trigger or that emotion that they're already doing. Like, movement is a great way to release stuck emotions. So if they're active in any way, like they do yoga or running or something like that, I'll tell them, like, hey, you're already doing this. Isn't that great? And you can actually bring your awareness to that and set an intention to use that movement to release the emotions, to let them come up and start to change right in that moment with what you're already doing. You know, I'll point out, like, breath work that they might be doing or want to do that helps, because emotions really release on our breath. And everybody can do that. We all have to breathe, right? So that's something that we can all use. And, you know, even if people are not active, we all have to shower, right, at some point, or we should be showering. And showering is a great way to set intention, right? Like, set your intention to let those emotions come up and wash down the drain while you're there, right? So these are all types of things. And I'll, you know, with an individual, I'll point out from their lifestyle what I see them being able to access and use that's already there for them to start working with this stuff. And that, I think, is a really important step to start with, so that people know how empowered they already are to their own awareness and their own healing. The second thing I do is explore the limiting beliefs and programs of the subconscious with them. There's a great modality. There's lots of ways to do this, but I love Theta Healing. It's a modality that was started by Vianna Steibal, and I just really like the framework of it because I think it's so accessible to everybody. It's just an easy framework to understand what we're capable of and how to access those beliefs. So that is another step that I use. And the third step that I use is doing an energetic analysis of frequencies that will assist in clearing stuck emotions. So, like, as you read in my bio, I own Healer to Share. We create quantum frequency waters, and many of them pair really well with the belief work. So when I'm working with someone, I'll often suggest a couple of frequencies that help them with the work that they're doing.
Hmm. That's great. So you have many tools at your disposal, and really you work depending on what the client needs too, right? You read them and you just kind of have that sense, and you know which way to guide them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I work intuitively with people in you know, I take into account their story, like their experiences, because it's so rich. And that's really what I wanted to get across today to people too, is that your life experience, what you're doing every day already, is so rich for reality creation, everything that you're doing. And as you bring your awareness to it, it's, you know, our awareness will start the transformation process, because once you're aware of something, you automatically are a witness to it in a different way. And your energy with the universe is already going to start shifting that thing.
That's great. You know, Michelle, you and I were talking at one point, and we had said earlier that it doesn't have to be a lot of suffering. I think a lot of people think that to heal themselves, it might be hard and there might be suffering involved. But can you just address that for us?
Yeah, that's a belief system, and I think it's one that many of us carry. And so my perspective on beliefs is that, you know, the subconscious is really running so much of how we perceive our world. So as we can access what's in the subconscious more and more, it's how we can create our lives differently, right? So that's a belief system, that healing requires suffering, or that there's suffering in healing, right? So when I see that in someone, which I had that program myself with my kids, I mean, we were all suffering for a while there, and allowing myself to clear that subconscious program, and it's like downloading another program, downloading that, you know what, healing can be gentle. Healing can be easy. It's just as effective when it's easy. It's more effective when it's easy. So it's like doing that kind of download process with myself allowed me to see that and access it and create it in my reality. And so, yeah, in the example we were talking about, when my daughter was diagnosed with Lyme and I was looking for how to heal her, and I was reading all of these natural solutions for recovery from Lyme, and they sounded really harsh. Even though they were natural, they were like, you know, vitamin C and salt and things like that. But it just, I felt the suffering. I thought, I can't do this to my baby. You know, I can't put her through this kind of thing. There's got to be a better way. And that showed up. And that's what I've learned over time in my practice, is that you can gently let the programs of the subconscious come up to your awareness. And there's tools like quantum healing formulas that are very gentle, and they just open up a field of possibility, right? They start to lift and transmute the blocks or the pathogens or whatever, but it's a gentle process. And that has been such a gift to me personally, to my family, and, you know, hopefully to my clients, that they can experience healing where it is actually very gentle.
Yeah, I like that. And I'm sure that many of the listeners are very happy to hear that. You know, Michelle, I looked around your website at Healers Who Share, and it looks like you have a very extensive catalog of a bunch of frequency waters. And you talked about those already. Can you tell us, how do you use them as a tool for clearing stuck emotions?
Okay, so I go through like what is the person already doing in their daily life, and then we do some subconscious belief work, and then I'll match the frequencies that open up that field, right? So the water is designed, it's specific frequencies, and we're all energy beings, we're all frequency. So when you match those particular frequencies in an individual that are kind of blocking them from more possibility and connecting to a healing on a particular program, by taking that in, it starts to loosen that program up. It starts to show you where it is. I have a really good example, actually, that I want to share with you about how this works, about how it opens up the field. And this is something I've worked with myself, and I've worked with many clients on this particular program, but I'll give you one example, is disappointment, having a disappointment program in the subconscious. And I was working with this woman. She was feeling like really stuck in her work life, like had a great work life, but just feeling really stuck and not knowing kind of where to go next. So we did that subconscious belief work on what the disappointment program was for her. And she was starting to notice like mini disappointments all the time. So there was a belief like, I have to have all these mini disappointments because they keep me safe from a big disappointment. Like if I'm always like micro disappointed, then I won't have a big shocking disappointment. And it kept her, like, not expecting much in general. Like, when she was having a program of having to be disappointed, it's like, well, I don't have to expect much in general, but I also won't be let down in a big way. And we also were learning that she was motivated by disappointment, that when she was disappointed in herself, it would trigger her to ask herself, how can I do better? How can I do this better? How can I, you know, learn more, do more? So that program was really working for her. And then we had her use a small bottle of the water frequency for that. And then she was able to more easily see how disappointment was working for her. It was like it was just shown to her in gentle ways in her life, like aha moments, like, oh my gosh, that disappointment program is working right here, right now. But not in a shocking, hard way. It was just because we were kind of like already bringing her awareness to all of this. The water really enhanced that. And it opened up that possibility of how to live without needing disappointment to feel safe or to create boundaries or to do better. So it just gently helped walk her through that process. And I mean, can you imagine what life is like without that program when you're not obligated to disappoint yourself or others and they don't have to do it to you? And you can really let the best version of others show up in your life. It's just, I think it's just more fun.
Wow. It sounds great. You know, so the waters, when you work with the waters, is that something, does the client, does they drink it? Do they wear it? What do they do with it?
You do drink it, and it's distilled water, and it's imprinted with frequency. So it's the distilled water is bottled, and then when it's imprinted, nothing goes into it. Like, we don't go in and touch the water. We use radionics instruments to imprint it. And we've been at Healers Who Share, we've been doing that for almost 25 years. And that process really, it just really works. It's been like, you know, gotten down to a science at this point. But you do drink it. You drink it depending on, you know, what I intuitively feel for a person. It might be 1 to 3 times a day. And it's with the emotional trigger type remedies, it's going to be like drops. So you would have like a little 2-ounce dropper bottle of water and do it that way. And it's me, and then I have some other practitioners who also do this too. So it's a really nice thing for people to take into their existing practice as well.
I love that. And now, is it something, so for instance, you said you used, if you were going to use it for a child, for example, does a child, they don't do necessarily the limiting belief work, can you just give them water and it kind of helps them?
I love that question. I'm so glad you asked that because I do work with a lot of kids. Right. Many kids don't do limiting belief work with me, but what's really interesting is that when you work with the parents of a child who's suffering, the child often changes. So I will give them water frequencies. And so in my own example with my son, he took a protocol of water frequencies for autism, and I wasn't, you know, sending him to someone because he didn't even talk. He wasn't talking. That was part of the problem. He wasn't talking for years. And so, yeah, he wouldn't have been doing limiting belief work, but I was going to a healer and working out my program about why he had to show up in my reality like that. What I was getting, the benefit for me to having him be chronically ill. And it sounds counterintuitive to think that we would have a child come in chronically ill for our benefit. And without a judgment on myself, I did. It was a benefit to him too. He needed that experience for his own reasons. And for me, it was really helping me get on my path as a healer, but it was also, you know, his illness was keeping me distracted from things I didn't want to look at. It was teaching me about unconditional love, you know, like how much can I love someone and how far will I go and all those kinds of programs. And as I healed those programs and, you know, from my awareness and kind of doing some belief work and he was taking his waters, that was for us the magic combination that brought him through. So I really believe that, you know, kids have the capacity to heal. It's definitely possible, but I like working with the parents when I'm working with a child.
That's great. And another question around this. So does somebody have to buy into this for it to work?
What do you mean buy into it?
So, if, for instance, if, you know, I say, say somebody has a parent or a child that they're you say, look, you drink this water, it will help you to feel better, release some of that stuff that's been bothering you. If that person that other person doesn't necessarily believe that it will work for them, will it still work for them?
Often I think it does. I think that belief is really powerful, but I know just from my experience with the water that a lot of people come to it with, you know, a healthy skepticism, and they go, this water can't possibly do anything. And they still take it and they still get results. So yeah, it still will work. And at the same time, how it works, how it shows up for you is really dependent upon your belief system and what's going on in the subconscious. But I, you know, for me, even with my son, I had a healthy skepticism about it working with him because I still had beliefs about you can't heal from autism. And he still did.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty profound. You know, your work is amazing.
Yeah.
I love listening to this, and it's incredible.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, can you tell us, and if someone wants to know more about you and how they can access your work and the things that you're doing, how they can reach out to you?
Sure. So if you want to get in touch with me, I have my own personal website, which is michellegilliberto.com. It's michellegilliberto.com. If you want to learn more about the quantum healing formulas we have, that website is healerswhoshare.com, healerswhoshare.com. But if you want to connect with me, my email is info@michellegilliberto.com.
Great. And Michelle, I think you had some a special gift or an offer for our listeners. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, I do. And thank you. I'm really excited about this. What I'm giving as my special gift to listeners is free mini readings. So what you would do is you would email me at info@michellegilliberto.com and reference Powerful You. And include your full name. I need a couple paragraphs about how you feel emotionally stuck. Like try to, you know, zero in on something that's, you know, that you're aware of that's bothering you. And if you could give about two examples of how this is playing out in your life currently. And what you'll get from me is an email back with how I intuitively see that program working for you. And also some of the limiting beliefs that are holding that program in place for you. I'll identify one or two key water frequencies that will assist you in moving through the stuck emotions, and likely I'll give you a couple other resources to look into to assist you on that journey with reality creation and changing the subconscious beliefs. So I'm really excited about being able to offer that and just give people, like, you know, a jumping off point.
I love that. That's so generous. Thank you so much, Michelle. And this is fascinating. I so appreciate the information you've shared with us, the tools you've provided so that we can help to heal our emotional triggers. At least we get started with that. So thank you so much for being part of it. And also, thank you so much for sharing your story in the book. Your story is great. I know the listeners are going to love reading it. And listeners, thank you for being here. Thank you for giving this gift to yourself. We are grateful for you because we know that as you grow in your own power and empower yourself in your own life, you're going to be sharing that with other people, which means that this is that domino effect, that ripple effect that goes out there and it's going to touch everybody. Be sure to buy the book on March 20th, which is our launch day. And also continue to listen to the summit. We have more great information here for you. So thank you so much, everybody. We appreciate you. We love you. Have a beautiful day.